This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks again to Scott Capurro. If you're interested in checking him out before he takes off for the UK, you can go to scottcapurro.com. That's one P, two R's, and a whole lot of love. And now it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at chiltonautobody.com. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So here's what's happening. Oh, I should say, should be sunny today, although we're off to a pretty overcast start here on the beach.
Yeah, great here,
but,
too.
But should be up in the 70s and maybe even hit 80 around San Jose area. So should be a nice one. I've mentioned this, the Colonial Pipeline hack.
Yeah.
You know, this is happening a lot. It happens to a lot of businesses. It happens to hospitals where these hacker groups take over something, hold it hostage, and expect payment.
Right.
And that's what's happened here to the Colonial Pipeline, which I believe it runs from Texas and pretty much fuels the East Coast.
Okay.
And so it's pretty critical. It's very important for American drivers on the East Coast. And now they're creating a real serious run for, I don't know how they're what they're filling up cans or what. But the gas demand has jumped 20%. We know we're headed into road trip season.
Sure. Yep.
I know our close friends are going to be taking a road trip across the country and back
in
an RV.
That's ambitious.
Yeah. Well, they have the time. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to take like 3 weeks or a month and just do the upper, you know, through Nebraska and all that, and
sure,
then do the lower and come through Texas.
That'll be fun.
Friend, that's the wrong one.
Yeah, that's not the one we're looking
that's
for.
That's not the one. No.
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 Try again.
How about this one?
No.
No. I'll try again. How's this? The McCutcheons are going to be taking a road trip. They'll take the 80 through Nebraska. There you go. Thank you so much. Much better. Very, very well done. And then they'll come back down the southern way through Texas. And you got to figure they have to worry now that there'll be gas for them to get.
Oh.
It's a thing.
It is a thing.
So five of the states served by the Colonial Pipeline, including Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia. The demand has been up over 40%. The price is up. Now, part of the reason this story stuck in my side yesterday or the day before was they were talking about how, oh my God, the price of gas might jump over $3 as I paid $4.50 or whatever right here in town and went.
It's annoying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you poor things.
Over $3
for
you.
Oh, dear.
That's too bad. Oh, anyway, no. That will, in That's fact, affect the prices on the East Coast. Guess we're just stuck, always going to be paying more due to taxes, right? That's the deal. But the Colonial Pipeline hack, they say, should be under, what did they say? They should be okay by the end of the week. Yeah, there it is. They hope to be substantially operational by the end of the week after a hack that they say was carried out by a group called Darkside. I can't say that straight. I have to like
take a walk on the dark side.
Dark side. So anyway, it sounds like something out of a comic book.
Come to the dark side, Luke.
Anyway, there's that. The Colonial Pipeline hack continues and hopefully will be cleared by the end of the week.
Let's hope. Those poor,
can I ask
poor
you a question?
People with their $3 gas. Yeah, what?
I don't have Amazon personally, Prime, so I don't order things on Amazon. My wife does, but I haven't experienced Amazon deliveries. I have experienced FedEx deliveries, among others, and US and the US Postal Service. Everything's like beyond late. Beyond late. Is Amazon able to get things delivered as they...
Yes.
They are.
Yeah, I at the beginning of the pandemic, I definitely noticed some delays throughout all carriers. Amazon, I ordered something, I think it was like last Saturday morning, and I got it Saturday night. Like, and I was I would have taken it on Monday. I was like, oh my God, this is too good.
Like, I ordered something FedEx, like a guitar part that was supposed to be sent today. It took a week. And then when I finally said, I don't know why I haven't gotten this, they went, we've lost it. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh,
what?
That's not what you want to hear.
Well, it's just one of those weird things that right now, for some reason, it's not really making the news, but these shipping companies are completely overwhelmed and incapable of meeting most of their deadlines. And I thought, I wonder if, so Amazon's getting it done. That's great.
They do seem to be.
Good for them. I don't know if any, but maybe I'm the only one, and I hope that's the case. I don't know.
Well, then losing your freaking package. I mean, FedEx is actually pretty, you know, you can count on FedEx.
I expect to be able to count on them and UPS. I think they're both fine, and except I guess the pandemic's undone their systems to some extent.
Something has happened.
Booze. It brings us together or down, depending on who you are.
Sure.
Right.
They say, out of this study, booze brings us together at bars and barbecues. In a new study, they found it's true in a different sense, like actually closer to each other, like measured closer to each other as the minutes pass.
Apparently. As in, if we are all masked up and at our first beer, we're standing 6 feet apart. We've got our arms slung around each other and we're sitting in each other's laps by beer three.
Exactly right.
Okay,
researchers had people sit in a room together and monitored how far away they stayed from each other when they were sober and when they got drunk. And the drinking had a noticeable effect. They say that when people were drinking water, they stayed where they stayed. They stayed where they started, I should say.
Right.
A good distance from each other the whole time. But once the drinking started, alcohol, I mean, they moved about an inch closer every 7 to 8 minutes.
You know, I don't know if this is just the alcohol or that dudes are creepy, but it does seem like every girl I know, Nikki, back me up, you know, who hasn't been in a bar and that drunk guy's just like, he can't
all
just talk to you. He's got to put his hand on you and he's got you by the shoulder or he's, you know, kind of leaning over the back of your chair. And
yeah. And then you like, then we're just hunched over like this.
Yeah. Hunched over and away. And there's a guy just sort of like in your space.
Covering our cups. Like
yes.
That.
With your hand over your cup.
Yep.
So nobody can put anything in there while you're not looking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, girls, we live a whole nother reality.
Oh,
yeah,
so
fun.
A whole nother life.
A whole nother life. Exactly right.
I can't tell if I'm supposed to try and defend men here or just
No, don't bother.
I'll say something about that. Like, recently I went and had a drink with my buddy. It was, like, actually in the middle of the pandemic.
Oh, was he hitting on you after a couple drinks?
No, but we stood 6 feet apart with masks on.
All the good stuff,
as we got, like, a little bit more lubed up, we started, like, kind of being boys. And we had a little... punching fest, like hitting each other because we're playing around. And both of our wives were like, you guys are idiots. Like, they're so mad because we just
all
threw the social distance out of the window. Yeah.
Right.
Because we were, you know, having fun.
Yeah.
And this was actually a lab test that they did. So there was no music or other random people
it wasn't
joining
a bar
the
setting.
Mix. Right.
Okay.
They didn't do a bar setting. So they say they think the effect that booze has by people moving closer together is even bigger when there's music and you have to talk over music in order to be able
to
hear each other.
Yep.
And if there's a crowd, you end up getting squashed together or whatever. So booze.
Lubes things up, everybody. In case you didn't know, they did a study on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does God. Seem Who weird, some like of these trunk? Studies where you go, you guys got money and funding for that, huh?
Right, you had to study that.
You could ask
that,
me, but
that
all
drunk
right.
guy that's just talking right in your face, and like, you sometimes it gets a little spit on you. You're like, oh, and the why bad am I breath. Here? Oh. Oh, God, right. Oy. Oh,
oh, because you guys never have bad breath.
Right.
That's true. Right. Thank you for
Thank
noticing.
You. Minty fresh, fresh.
Minty fresh.
Minty fresh. Fresh. Yeah. Ignore my beer that I'm holding right here, but.
You scoundrels. Anyway, there's a lady on OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, ooh. Sure. So this is a sexy Bunch story. Okay.
Well, kind of. I'm not Has sure if drinking? It's sexy or not. There's always a new fangled way to get stuff done, right?
Yes, Vinny.
When we heard of the, what is it called? The Brazilian wax.
Yeah.
It took some mm-hmm. splaining, but then you go, oh, people go for that, huh?
Right.
Wax just right up the middle of the, okay, you say so.
All of it. Get in.
There's
just
a 49-year-old
right
woman who goes by Jules on OnlyFans, and she's going viral right now thanks to a TikTok video where she shaves her legs with sandpaper. In the video, she rubs her legs with sandpaper and says, quote, I did it. Oh, my God, my skin is so soft. It's awesome. A couple other notes from her. It only lasts for about 24 hours before you need to sand yourself again.
Then, okay.
She adds lotion after she has sandpapered her legs. And
let's hope so.
She says also, another note, she wouldn't use that in her woman area. It's only for the legs. Doesn't mention whether it works on the underarms or not, but she says it works. I don't know if you guys are ready to try this, but it seems like what is the threading your eyebrows? There's so many weird ways to take care of yourself.
Oh, yeah, I tried threading one time, but it didn't really work for me.
Mm. Well, you have perfect eyebrows. Look, you just woke up like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Durr. You don't need to worry about that.
Literally just rolled out of bed this morning.
Yeah.
But Sarah, you could sandpaper your legs, I bet, right now, right?
I'm actually thinking about it.
Where's the Chewbacca growl? Hello.
Don't do
that. Oh, was Bryn supposed to do that? Sorry.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like exfoliating the skin as well.
That's what I'm thinking, right? Like it's taking that whole upper dermis area off of there.
And I'm assuming it's a very light grit. Very light.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. Let's use a 400. Let's start with that.
I can just spot her some money for like shaving cream and
a disposable razor.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Why should you have to pay for it? Why should you have to pay for it?
Yeah, Nikki.
By the way.
It seems like she's too lazy to go get it.
So does this only work on like stubble? Like, I can't, you know, right now I got at least 5 days of growth. I mean, at least.
Isn't that stubble? Or is that laying down for you?
And I was just looking at
my
legs.
It's laying down.
Oh, both of them are doing it now.
Yeah, it's laying down.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I would suggest you don't do it, in fact. I'm going to try it.
I think we should try it, Sarah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah.
If I think of it today, remind me.
It seems like it's...
I don't think I can because I just shaved, so... Oh, to give it like a
you
day.
Need to give it a day, yeah. Right? Get a little
do it for exfoliation.
Well, wouldn't it be nice if you know I'm always sitting out on my porch and stuff? I just have my shorts on, and then I had some sandpaper sitting there on the side, just and a bottle of lotion. What more could a girl ask?
Hey,
for?
You know what I just remembered? And I don't. I'm sure this is one of those old wives' tales or barking Doberman or
whatever
myths
they're called.
Or whatever.
Sure, right.
I remember that some of the girls in middle school used to say that you only shave just over the top of your knee because if you shave your thighs, you get cancer. Is that true?
What? No.
So you shave your whole leg all the way up the top? The tippy top?
I don't. I can't say I don't because I do that sometimes. But the thing about upper hair, there's something about the upper hair. It's like
it grows
softer.
Differently.
It grows differently. It's softer and not as dark.
Yes, that's true.
So I don't need to shave that, but I will. But and I always shave that with the like on my legs, lower leg. I'll shave up from ankle to knee.
Oh yeah, I do that too.
And like, then down, I'll do from crotch to knee.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
On down, the top,
crotch
on the thigh. But I do. You know what the thing is though? As I get older, I'm getting wild hairs. Like I cannot be out in my shorts and have like a little bunch of you know puby looking hairs down low on my.
There you go.
I'm not having that. I'm not having that crawling down my hind legs. Like, it's not. So I whisk that off. And I'm always telling John, you got to check my, you got to look. You have to, I need to know. You're my person and you have to.
Yeah, I really inspect.
If you see hairs coming down out of the backside of my shorts, I'm going to need you to say something to me immediately.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, I really inspect, especially before I wear shorts or skirt or a dress.
You need to make sure. Because it does.
You never know.
And I have seen girls, ladies, and they've got the shorts on, and there's like a, I don't know, a happy trail that's going down toward the knee. Like, it's not.
Okay.
Vinny's hand is up.
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I'm curious. You might want to give tips to people. How exactly do you tell your wife or partner that their butt hair is out of control? Like, I mean, is there a way to say that delicately?
Oh, are you like asking that? Because you need to?
Hey, honey.
No, I'm curious. I mean, you're saying you tell John to keep a.
Well, I would hope he would say
wild hairs. I mean, how's he supposed to do that? Like,
you need to shave the back of your legs, Sarah.
At the party.
All right.
Not
that's
at, at the party, I would hope he would say, you need to take your sweatshirt off and tie it around your so it covers the back of your legs.
Let's go home. Let's
you've
go
got
home.
Your pubes all going down. You have like a huge, it looks like you're wearing a merkin on the back of your legs.
Well, for me, if somebody told me to tie a sweatshirt around my backside, I would think it was something else.
Yes,
going on.
We all know that trick, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yes, and I would immediately say, thank you so much. It's like when someone offers you gum at a party, you take it.
Oh, because they're saying your breath reeks. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm out of time. I was going to do this bakery story and bring up the fact that the bakery in Benicia
tagged us in the post.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That, oh, they did? They tagged us?
Yeah.
Yes. Kogo had plugged.
Benicia.
One House, it's called, right? Okay.
Right.
I'm gonna, I'll look.
They wrote us and tagged us, and they were like, oh, thanks, we love that you mentioned us, and Coco was like the hero of the town. Let's put her on our shoulders and walk her down Main Street.
Dun, 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 dun.
We do have that.
Oh, One House Bakery, 918 First Street.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hold on a second. Let me see if I can find
ding, ding.
You should.
Shame,
and they have actually, shame. I was just looking at their post from this morning. They're having their rotisserie chicken dinner for tonight.
Oh, there you go.
I was thinking maybe we should do that.
Yeah, it says One House Bakery is the name of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet. I don't see the tag for us.
Well, we can find that later. I'm out of time, but I will read your text. The number's 800-400-3697. You can text us anytime, and we'll read your comments on the other side of these spots. It's Alice.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.